Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
I can't wait to
you know, get them both done.
The best part of this is that he's got one lens in his glasses.
I don't need it. I don't need the lens. So, hey.
So you just took it out?
Took it out.
We're back.
Yeah.
And we're rolling.
No, no, look. Wait a minute.
Are you serious?
Huh?
Look at him.
No, no.
You can see that one ain't got
one. No, he's got one. He's got, I sat down, I looked at him.
So you know it ain't there? Yeah.
Okay. That's hilarious.
Because I don't need it.
He's got one.
Yeah, one eyeglass on, okay?
Glasses. We need to get you a monocle. What's it called?
Uh-huh. Yeah, monocle, yeah.
Yeah.
Like the Monopoly guy.
The Brits. Okay. No, this was big.
He is the Monopoly guy for all of us. Yeah.
What I just went through, this is a trip to the Twilight Zone.
But you didn't even want to do it.
No, no, because look, I show up at 9:15, okay, and the surgery room, okay, where you check in is slam full. They ain't a chair empty. Okay, so they're coming in and getting them one at a time. So, hey, of course I had to be the last one. So it's about 11:30.
That's good, though. Yeah. I'd rather be last than first.
Ain't they a big deal. So they finally say, routine, you're up next.
Yeah.
So I go in there, okay, and I wore this shirt without a T-shirt, okay, because they said, hey, we got to hook you up to all the monitors and the blood pressure and all this. So the first thing she said, okay, sir, lay down on the bed.
Did you have it open like that?
No. No, I had it. Okay. So anyway, she had done but so, she hooks me up to all the KG junk, about 6 or 10 of them, whatever it is. Puts the blood pressure on the right wrist. The anesthesiology comes in, guy that gives you, puts you under. And he said, okay, I'm gonna give you something, and I'll use his terminology. That's going to relax you. Okay. So I'm just in a relaxed state.
Did you bring some of that with you?
No, but hey, look, it's good stuff though.
Yeah, I'm aware.
But anyway, hey, then they take me in and the doctor says, okay, we're going to get you, So they put a big mat over me. Okay. And it's sticky. So they push it around my eyeball. Okay. It's got a little hole. Then he puts in a thing to hold my eyelids open. Okay, where them ain't falling in the way while they're doing. So he said, okay, now we're ready. Okay, so, hey, then it's just a bright light, and all I'm seeing is there's all kind of colors. It's like the kaleidoscope you used to put you on, and you turn it, and it'd show you all these beautiful patterns with all these beautiful colors. So that's going on for the first few minutes. Then he gets to the point where he busts the lens in my eye.
What'd that do for you?
No. Then it went in black and white.
You lost all the colors?
No. The colors are gone, okay? Then it's just, look, and it's like a mass escape, okay? And since the eyeball is round, it's going out and down. Everything's going out and down. And then he says, okay, now I got to clean up a little bit. And he said, you're going to hear a sound, so it's ooh. And what it is a suction.
Vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, vacuum cleaner. So the maid is coming in and she's cleaning up. So the whole time he said, okay, now, he said, I'm going to put in the new lens. So it goes dark for a minute and then it's back. And he said, you see the red light in the center? And I said, nope. So he moves it around a little bit. And I said, okay, now, red light there.
Red light.
So look. The only way I can describe it, there's three things in your eye, okay, in the center of your eye. I call them cake pans, okay? There's three of them, okay, and the cake is out of them. The cake's floating above them. So he had to start moving all this stuff. He's pushing this stuff around. He said, I'm trying to get it centered now. Yeah, so they're getting closer and closer and closer, and then finally, boom, voila, they're all in the cakes are in the pan. I said, he said, that should be centered right now. And I said, it is. Yeah, so then it was over. Yeah, but it was a wild trip.
So you went I had told seeing them, in colors.
Oh, yeah. I had
black
told them,
white.
I said, look, I said, I'm really a little bit scared and anxious about this because my tolerance of pain, pain is zip zero. You know?
If we're going to be informative, let's be informative.
Yeah.
So, hey, that's what got me. Okay?
The problem is, you see the problem with that, what they busted was behind everything else.
No. They bust that bubble.
The lens is at the back.
Yeah, but they busted that bubble see sticking out and then replaced it with an artificial one.
And
But, hey, kudos to the
So I got a question for you, obviously.
Because, hey, look, there, you know, I thought when he told me, he said, no, there's not going to be any pain, sir. I'm thinking in the back of my head, you blind dog.
You know, that's what they all say.
You're telling a man that has got this much tolerance of pain, okay?
Not a lot.
Yeah. Which is none, okay? Yeah. So, but he was telling the truth. There was no pain involved, period.
First doctor's ever told you
truth.
Oh,
no, pain. That's the first one that's ever told me. You know, this may hurt a bit. Yeah. It hurt a little bit, you idiot. No, my hat is off, you know, because it was not in pain, and now the boy can actually see, okay? Because when I went home, okay, and I'm right after surgery, click on TV, the bottom of the TV comes on, it's got fine print down there, and I'm sitting there reading the fine print, and I'm going, whoa. Them are actually words.
You
down
saw
there.
You saw what it said when it said visit omegaxl.com/duck.
Yeah.
You could actually see that at the bottom then. No purchase necessary.
Oh, no. Yeah. Just, it's insane.
That was thunderstorm warning that he was reading.
Yeah. Because right now, all these lights.
So taking the lens out of your glass, was that the doctor's call or yours?
No, that was Christine. I said, I don't need it anymore.
So you just pop that out at home?
Oh, yeah. She just unscrewed a little bit, put it out, and screwed it back together.
So are you about to be glassless?
Yeah.
You going
to
leave them?
I won't need them. Probably, they probably told me, well, you probably have to have them for reading.
Now, when you get the other one done, are you going
to... The ninth?
Or when that happens, are you going to pop the other lens out?
Oh, I just throw this junk away.
No, you got... I don't know what you look like without glasses. That ain't going to work.
Well, no. See, that's another thing, because I gotta get with them, because I want to have some... like protective lens that are clear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't. You lose them glasses in that holder. I ain't even going to know who you are.
Out, nobody even know me.
That's what I'm saying.
You built a brand, sir.
Next thing you know, you'll start drinking Dr. Pepper or something. I don't know. I mean, what the hell?
No. Right. I don't mind an occasional Dr. Pepper. They're pretty good. But.
They're a little sweet.
But, hey, no, that's mine, that and lemon.
Martin, you need to be on the lookout for some designer frames.
No, what? Mm-hmm. One of our sponsors.
Some of those big black.
I get him, so.
Frames.
Yeah,
big, thick-rimmed ones. Yep. Yeah.
He's got some cool sunglasses he brought with him, too.
Give me some Tom Cruise glasses, son.
Where's your sunglasses?
He's got those behind his tee. What are those sunglasses?
These are the ones you wear when you come out so that it don't burn your eyes up.
There you go.
See, right now, I look up now and go, okay.
God, I wish you had on white tennis shoes. And jorts.
I mean, those things slipped right over those regular glasses.
Yeah.
That ain't even close to us there.
Old three lens size.
Oh, yeah, Phil got a pair just like him.
No.
He hunts with them.
Yep.
Now, that was one of the reasons I was so scared of the eye surgery. Him and Tommy. Tommy talked Phil into getting something done to their eyes. Well, for 5 days, Phil laid in the recliner at his house and had to have his head like this the whole time.
What?
I think
and he
had
just
LASIK.
Had it. Hey, and he just had a big bloody spot where his eye used to be.
Yeah, I think Phil was one of the first pioneers of LASIK.
Ooh. Oh, no,
I
no,
think
no.
He was, look, I think he was early in the game.
Yeah, I like them to dial that in.
So he just, I mean, he had to lay there for like a week.
Yeah, you don't want to be the pioneer of a surgery. Ooh.
On your eyeball.
So, with lasers.
Well, that was a new thing because, hey, they just got in a brand new laser machine.
When?
Yeah. From my surgery.
Oh, you were with a fresh hot laser.
Yeah. Oh, hey,
they had it broke in because he was last.
Hey,
but
brand
it was new.
New. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's like getting fries out of fresh grease.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. That third batch. Once the grease is broke in, but it fries still is still new. Yeah, that's what you want. Mm-hmm. That's where you were. Mm-hmm. I ain't believing the man went home and took a lens out of his glasses.
Well,
that's funny.
Well, hey, you don't need it.
I love
it. Why would you have it? You know?
I don't know, but you can't get rid of them glasses because the only time I ever see you without them, you're asleep. So I don't.
And a lot of times I go to sleep with them on.
You go to sleep with them on.
And then my wife comes in and takes them off and puts them on.
I love it. Well, hey, I'm glad you. I'm glad they didn't lie to you. I was worried. I know how much you hate pain.
Oh, what are you talking about?
I'm glad that was a factual statement. When I talked to Christine yesterday, she said
shocked.
She said he is fine.
No.
But he needs a driver.
No, that was the coldest thing about it when I went back yesterday. Yeah. Went back yesterday to have it checked. You know, the nurse looks and says, okay, read the chart. You know, and I read it. She said, you can drive. You can pass the driver's test. And I said, good deal.
There you go.
So you can read the whole chart now?
Down to about the fourth line. Can't read the bottom one.
I tell you, the most incredible thing is the ducks that I actually saw him kill when he couldn't see. Ain't no telling what he gonna kill now.
Oh, no. Like he's.
I was with him the other day. I mean.
Well, no. I shot a decoy. I think it was a stupid mallard hen.
He did do that. that's a factual
statement. That's why I said, yo, when they told me, I said, well, hey, look, yo, so I done the exam and all that. And he said, well, here's the deal. He said, it would really be a waste of your money for me to actually tell me, okay, let's up it where you can see. He said, because that ain't going to last long. Yeah. He said, number one, your eyes or your lenses are scarred bad. Number two, they're starting to harden.
I saw them years of you welding without a hood on.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Coming back to bite
you. And I said, well, I said, you know, and he said, we got one date open this month. And I said, hey, schedule the first eye for have it done. And I said, and then schedule the next one as quick as you can do it.
So they started on your left one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He said, what your dominant eyes, what, you shoot right in? I said, I shoot right in. He said, oh, we'll start with the left.
Okay.
Yeah. I can't wait to have both eyes in. I actually can see.
Yeah.
You boys in for a show.
Hey, I'm coming to watch him.
Yeah, you're in for a show now.
Let's take a break. We'll be back.
Martin was saying they're right here, and I was over here talking, what?
Yeah, I did have to turn his head a couple of times. I said no.
No, he took my head to it. Eek.
I just thought, I was like, man, that old boy shut down when it gets cold. But, let's take a break. We'll be back right after this.
I got big news, Martin.
I ain't reading this.
Martin, I have big news.
I know what the news is, and I'm still bitter.
We're not on this.
I know we're not on. Look,
we were not nominated for a Clove Award. As expected. Sadie was.
They got one beard on the whole thing.
And I don't, well, that's good. I sent this to my wife and said we weren't nominated. And she said, oh, I listened to three of those.
For real?
And I said, do you listen to ours? And she said, no.
No. Well, good thing.
But she listens to Sadie.
We are team players at the end of the day, no matter how bad our feelings are hurt. And so we think that you should go vote at klovefanawards.com for Sadie, and whoa, that's good. Then you scroll on to the movie category.
Then you go and vote.
Film Impact, The Blind is nominated, Martin.
Okay. So I guess technically Cy could win because there was a lot of the movie about Cy and The Blind. So, yeah, be sure to vote for The Blind while you're there as well on klovefanawards.com.
That's it.
You're not on the cover or the back of the thing, Cy, but...
I ain't worried about it.
You were still my favorite part of the movie.
I ain't worried about it.
Okay. If you love Cy Robertson, go vote.
That's it.
Voting ends May 24th at 6 p.m. Central. All you have to do is go to klofanawards.com to vote for the blind. And whoa, that's good. That's klovefanawards.com. I ain't ever been hunting with a blind man before. That's fun.
Right.
Especially one that I didn't know that was
well,
sitting
that was
right
like
beside me.
That they told me that, you know, somebody, hey, you didn't kill Dooley Scott. We put blanks in. And I said, hey, that's when you know you're when you're really good.
When
you
kill
can
them
kill
anyway.
Three out of three and they gave you blanks in your gun.
Well, I can
I said,
confirm.
I killed them with a wadding, boys.
I can confirm on a man that couldn't see nothing, at least four kills, because I was looking right down his gun barrel when it happened. So well, the fact that he couldn't see and did that, that's incredible.
Oh, that's impressive. I mean he was just going on feel.
Oh, no.
It was just muscle memory at that
well,
point.
Well, that's it, muscle memory.
He could hear their wings.
I done told y'all, hey, as long as you lead right, you can kill them out to just infinity.
I also am.
If you got your lead right, hey, it don't make you there to kill him.
I'm also mildly concerned. I sat in a metal box by a blind man with a loaded shotgun.
Yeah,
but yeah. You know what? God is good. He knew what I was doing. He saw I was there for the good of everything, and he took care of me.
Right. He was taking care of an old man, blind man.
Yeah. So, you know, there you go.
But when you left, the doctor, though, you got in the wrong car?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was trying to.
They didn't let you in?
Oh, no.
Unbelievable.
But he was laughing because he had them black shades on, too. He just had his done, too. He said, I know what you're doing, brother.
Now just think. You sitting in a parking lot, and a man looked like him come trying to get in your car.
With them shades on.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
Gas it?
Yeah. I mean, honk the horn. Get
well,
my cell phone out.
She did that, and I said, well, she's honking home, but I can't find her.
No, but I'm talking about if I'm the one not picking you up, I'm be like, right. Now, hold on. Like, what?
Grab your pistol?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess even with Si, the good news about Si, even walking around, you can tell he's got a sunny disposition, so you probably wouldn't be too afraid of him.
Oh, but, I'm harmless.
Yeah, oh, as a heel hound. But, I mean, it's just, I don't know. That'd be weird. Have somebody just walk up to your door but I guess at our age, you'd be sympathetic of a man.
Before all this happened way back, I actually got in the car with a person. You know, he's sitting there looking at me. I said, oh, I'm sorry. I got the wrong car.
Elaborate.
No, that was just it.
That's the whole story.
Then I opened the door and got out.
So you sat down.
Oh, yeah.
No, this
I
was a
got
different
in,
time.
Sat down and shut the door.
And this was when you had two good eyes.
When I was in it for my eye before my eyesight went, boys.
Yeah.
He just, yeah. Did you buckle up?
No, I hadn't got to the buckle up stage yet. You know, then I looked over and said, oop, I'm sorry. I'm in the wrong car.
Yeah. You know, it wasn't too long ago. There was not a law requiring you to buckle up. I can remember when I was a kid being in the back window. Of a car.
In the window.
Hanging out.
Oh, I remember as a kid riding on the console. Not in no chair, not in none of that. On the dadgum console, like sitting on it.
Oh, we'd ride in the back window, in the back of the truck.
Oh, I remember riding in the back of the truck. People will look at you like you're crazy now if you do that.
Oh, yeah.
I was in the neighborhood the other day. I was like, boys, jump in the back. It's fun, trust me. And there were people like...
Yeah.
Are those children in the back of a truck? And I was like, yeah.
Are they in the back of the truck?
Just in the neighborhood.
Yeah, that's fine.
My papa, when I was a kid, I lived across the street from him. He would take us to get snow cones, and we would be on the hood of his car until we got to the busy street. He's like, yeah, just ride up there. You don't have to get in. I was like.
That's living there.
That's right.
I can't tell you how many times my grandpa put me in the back, said, hold on to this. We're just going right down the road. Yeah. And right down the road, right down the road was anywhere from 1 mile to 12 miles.
Yeah.
But, you know, rope was too expensive. Didn't have no money for rope. You just hold on to this back here. We'll be all right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like Phil. Yeah. Hey, come on. We're just going to be over for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Then, hey.
3 hours later.
Sun's down. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, when are we leaving?
Then I remember the day he got, like, it was one of, when they first come out, one of them old camper shells and that thing. And I thought that was the coolest thing. Like, I had my own little fort in the back of his truck. Mm-hmm. Like, until... I realized I had to get up to the front and get everything out of it when we'd go like to the hunting camp or fishing camp because his old buck couldn't get up in there to it. So he'd stack it all the way to the front, and then I was up in there crawling, Yeah, I was a husky.
Pushing youth. It out.
Husky.
Yeah.
Husky.
I was in that big section. Not the tall, just the big.
You grew into it, though.
Oh, yeah, man. It took me a while. But, yeah. And them's the good old days there. Golly. But we living in the good old days, too. But it's it is so funny to look over at a man.
With one lens?
One lens.
Oh, one lens.
Just hopping in other people's cars.
I didn't notice it until that glare hit it just right.
You don't notice how much bigger his other eye is? Yeah. Them things used to be strong.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That, yeah. Exactly right.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
I can't stop. That's fantastic. Well, any other news from the eye doctor?
No.
Hey, you're just full of great eye doctors.
Did you tell,
the other one will be done in January.
Did you go home and tell Christine how beautiful she is?
Oh, I do.
Now that you can see her?
Yeah, I do that all the time.
Well, that's good.
As a matter of fact, we pulled up. She was went to the grocery store, and I pulled up and I said, "Hey, good looking redhead. Get your butt in the car. I'm going to take you home." I like your look, girl. Come on.
Could you imagine the game that Si had when he was in his 20s?
Oh.
I'll say this. It was the sink or swim method, I can guarantee you.
Hey, she can only say no.
And you only need one to say yes.
Look, I wasn't afraid to try it, buddy.
Sink or swim, buddy.
Hey, girl.
Oh, that is funny.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
No, that's some of my fondest memories is my dating days.
Oh, boy.
I don't think we can tell them.
Yeah, are those?
Oh, no.
I wonder what the attrition
That'd be rated X, was. Boys.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Oh, okay. Even America's favorite uncle has a pass, boys. Anyway.
Hey, they'll know us by the power of our testimony, everybody.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Oh, so the next one's in January.
9th of January.
Where are we going once you get that done?
What?
Once you got two good eyes and no lenses in your glasses.
Oh, hey, I'll go down there and show them boys put on a shooting demonstration for them.
You probably ought not wait till the 9th of January.
I wish it was legal because I'd pull my stunt my uncle used to pull.
Okay.
What?
Do tell.
Well, hey, meet me down at the lair and bring plenty of money.
Money?
He's fixing to shoot wood ducks.
That's right. I'm fixing to shoot wood ducks flying.
With a 22.
With a 22.
Open
shot on it.
Hey, you know what?
Iron sights.
You may actually win it. You may actually win at poker now.
Oh,
you're going to know what two cards you got.
I can actually read the card.
No, I think it's going to take a lot more than cataract surgery for him to win at poker.
Oh, he always wins because he's got the deepest pocket.
Look.
You just keep coming
he does
back.
Have, hey, he does have staying power. We'll be back right
we
after
We ain't
this.
Afraid to lose.
Si, are you aware that this year it marks the 50th anniversary of Duck Commander?
No, I didn't.
Did you know that?
50 of them.
Nope, 50 years.
50 years.
50 years.
Phil didn't either till I asked him to sit down and film something for it.
Yeah.
He said, 50 years.
I just been doing this for fun.
Yeah. My favorite part about Phil, we asked him in the deal, and this video will be out eventually. We're not done with it yet, but asked him about 50 years, and here's who Phil is. He could care less about this company. The first thing he did, and Phil, what does 50 years mean? You've been doing it, you know, all that. 50 years. Well, 2022 years ago, a man named Jesus came, and I was like, you know,
that's
the kind of perspective I hope I keep in my life. When I'm asking you about your success, of what you built from the ground up.
For 50 years,
your blood, sweat, tears, fish guts, you name it, on the Washtenaw River.
You're way more concerned with 2022 years.
And your only concern is telling the story of Jesus before you even talk about yourself. That's goals. Like, it's hilarious to watch, but that's goals.
Well, yeah, I just
you're not worried about your story. Like, that's... To me, that is a cool perspective to have on life.
My whole body right now is tingling from the tip of the hair all the way down to my toenails because of that.
Yeah. It's hilarious, man.
Because looking back, on the Robertsons as a whole, on our whole family, I can see God's handprint clearly. Okay, and everything we've ever been involved in. Okay, and that all started with mom and dad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's wild, man. You finally give a man a camera and like, hey, talk about yourself. Yeah. Talk about yourself for a minute.
What about your 50 years? Let me tell you. 22 years ago, Jesus, the Son of God, left his footprint on this earth for 33 short years.
Yeah, it was, I mean, but that's Phil. And again, that's just a perspective that I hope I can have one day. I mean, like, it was just, well, I don't know, it's hilarious to watch because we know Phil. And, you know.
And I've heard that many times from Phil, but it's
the coolest thing I ever heard.
Expected at this, but like, you know he's going to do it.
The coolest thing I ever heard him say was I come in from leave in the military. You know, and I said, well, what's been going on? You know, and he said, well, you know, about that time, here comes a pickup load of his buddies. You know, they pull in and tell me, hey, how you been? You been all right? Yeah, we've been good. You know, and I said, hey, man, let's go drink some beer and you'll run the women. And Phil looked at him and said, boys, y'all don't realize it. That guy's dead and buried. You know, and I'm looking at him. And they just blanks, tell me, say what? He said, that boy died and I buried him. You're looking for a dead man. He don't exist no more. You know, then they, adios.
Yeah, they gone.
They gone.
Yeah.
Because I told him, I said, hey, the best sermon I ever heard you give was that day that your buddy had asked you, hey, let's go get drunk, run to women. And he said, hey, that boy died.
He don't live here no more.
He don't live here more. He's dead and buried. Got dead dirt and buried. In his face.
That's you saying that's what made me think of the exact way he put it. He said, 50 years. He said, anniversaries ain't something I celebrate. And then he said, except for one. He said, the birth of our Savior, Christmas, it's coming up. And
Christmas, Christ.
And then he went into the 2022 years ago. The first thing I thought of, whatever he said, I was like, dang, Kay, that's unfortunate. Anniversaries ain't something I celebrate. I was like, well, I bet Kay loves hearing this.
Yeah.
You know, but it was classic Phil. And just again, a perspective that I hope it's something we should all strive for. Somebody asks you to talk about yourself and the first thing you do is talk about Jesus. I mean, but in Phil's case and in all of our cases, there is no us without Jesus. So there's no you without him, and especially in our case.
Well,
you know.
I got to bring this up. Sunday, Al preached, okay, and he gave the contrast, okay, of living a life with Jesus versus, and I'm not even going to use the word life because without him, there is no life.
Yeah.
Okay, and he contrasted that in his sermon the other day. Okay. And it just, you know, that's why, in my humble opinion, the human race has gone slam stupid.
We've been that way.
I'm serious.
This is humble opinion.
Look, and I'm part of it.
All the difference is today you know about it.
Yeah.
All
right.
Yeah. That's the biggest difference is it's so connected. You know all the crazy mess that's going on in the world.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, speaking of crazy mess in the world, look, our folks up in Farmerville, our neighbors to the north, they took it on the chin.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that from tornado. A nader. Yeah. So, weather's weird. I mean, I've been here 37 years. The last couple of years, we've had tornadoes during the middle of winter. Like, it just is, it's mind-blowing. Like, now it's becoming normal. And I'm like, uh-oh. Like, what's going on this big thing that we're shaking? Like, what is, and then we had tornadoes last week, and they talking about getting snow next week. Like, that don't happen down here.
It's supposed to be 19 degrees. Here in about, 6 days?
Mm-hmm. Well, Christmas Eve, I think.
I'm fixing to turn into a bear.
Yeah. Hibernate?
A hibernation.
Oh, bird. Man, them deer are going to be moving. You got to go.
Hey, yeah. Hey, they going to be missing me because I ain't going to be moving.
So, Si's a fair weather hunter.
I'm a fair weather hunter.
Si be done chopped down that whole deer stand, burnt it all to pieces.
Hey. Yeah. Hey, before I'd freeze to death, I'd burn everything I got. That house go up in a flame, boys.
Well, let's take a break. We'll be back right after this.
I told Phil about it once we realized 50th anniversary was upon us. You know what he told me?
Uh-oh.
He said, huh, I was just trying to figure out a way to make a living where I could go duck hunting every day. That's all I was trying to do.
Yeah. He figured that out.
Well, you pulled it off, and then some.
Mm.
So, well, I think that's what he figured out in life, and if people see him as attractive or have it figured out, he figured out what being content is and what mm-hmm. following Jesus does.
You say being content, that he's living in the same house that he was living in 50 years ago. How long has he been there? 55 years?
72.
Yeah.
Well, 72 is 50. Yeah. That's what it's 22 now. So, yeah, 50
years.
50 plus, yeah.
That's the house he moved in when he left Junction City.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's where he says it in that video. He said, I told Kay to find me a place on the river. He said, this was the place she found. We're still in it.
Yep.
Now, granted, it's changed a lot.
It used to be two houses.
But, but it's still functionally the same place. They didn't tear it down and rebuild it.
No.
Now, they moved metal buildings in and out and around.
And added on, put a
concrete slab. Yeah. And, there's a little bitty, but the structure is still what was there. And that's wild. I mean, the man's walking around puppy pads every day. He got enough money to send them dogs to a dog trainer. He's like, man, ain't that big of a deal. Like, he just walks around.
Got enough money to build something super fancy down there, too.
Yeah. To level the whole thing and build whatever he wants.
Why? Why would you waste your money?
No, he's not saying
he should.
Well, he's saying he could.
He could.
See,
but instead, he lives in the trailer house that he was in and walks around puppy pads every day.
Happy, happy, happy.
But here's the difference. The difference. When he pulls up to his lair, or the workplace, because Kay kicked us out. She got tired of us coming in at 4 in the morning.
Yep. That's understandable.
Making a racket. Well, she should have been used to it by then. I still miss mornings, it feels, watching the Weather Channel and opining about, hey, we ought to do this, and we just do the same thing we were going to do anyway.
That's right.
Nothing changes on that regard. But when he pulls up to the lair and he sees that track hoe and that dozer and them two tractors, he wails with pride. If that ain't redneck, I mean, the door falling off his house, but by God, I got a track hoe, a dozer, and two tractors.
And those tractors are nice.
Hey, to work my land, my land.
That's it, mine.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Okay, because I told him, I said, hey, you ain't never been too bright, but the brightest thing you ever done was bought that land. So. We've hunted on it.
Yeah. He is for sure an example of contentment where you are.
This man sitting right here has the same.
Absolutely.
Oh, hey.
Si's house was falling down, and all he did was bulldozed it.
Oh, I wish they had filmed, let me do that and filmed it.
And all he did was tore it down and put him up a Si-pad.
Si-pad.
And called it good.
You remember those billboards you'd be driving down the interstate, and there'd be a big picture standing next to the
Get a side pad. Man had a whole house named after him.
Yeah. Wait, you couldn't go 10 miles without seeing his face.
on the interstate, for sure.
Yeah. It was fantastic. And that's, up until last year, he ain't ever had a brand new vehicle.
No.
Man, 73 years old at the time. Ain't ever bought a brand new vehicle and could have bought us all one at any given time over the past 10 years.
Yeah.
And then finally decided to get him one. I was like, when he did that, I was like, that's awesome. Like that.
Yeah.
You deserve it. Like, you earned it. I mean, you How many times would I stop pick you up on that Bronco because it broke down between your house and field? I used to go home that way,
just
out of my way,
just in case
to
I
make sure
down.
He wasn't walking
yeah.
home.
Yeah. I'm serious.
Like, and I, when I would go duck hunting, I would go that way to make sure Si made it.
He'd,
like,
go, he'd come around the curve, tell me, yep, good thing I done it.
Si's there again. With a hood up, and we over there just jumper cables and trying to get everything back connected.
That is wonderful.
You know?
Have you seen what Phil drives around, that white truck?
Oh, the single cab?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he ain't worried about buffing all them dents out.
No, well, he used to say it was 2 inches narrower than it was when he bought it, but now it's like 7 inches narrower and 4 inches shorter.
Oh, boy.
Than when he bought it. He just keeps backing into things. Well, luckily, it ain't Stone's truck no more.
Hey, them trees ain't got a lot of give down there.
Yeah, neither does Stone's truck. That was a good morning there.
And hey,
oh, yeah.
I told sons, y'all not to park there. Boom,
he passed it on to his son, too, because I remember that day that Al.
Oh, yeah.
Al pulled in between them two trees and left the door open. And he hung reverse, just hit it. He finally just tore the door off. Down the road he goes. Well,
he got wedged in between two trees. And it's, instead of just, you know, trying to assess the situation, it was a fit of rage. We're just
playing
boom, 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 yeah. boom, jackknife in between two trees. And it was impressive. He got it out of there. That was that old brown Ford. I remember that truck.
That was funny.
That is hilarious. Funny.
And that was one of my first hunts down there, and I thought, what in the world?
Oh, yeah, what have I got myself into?
Yeah, I might need to find me somewhere else here.
You know, instead of looking, getting out like Stone Run and walk around talking, okay, what do I need to do here?
No,
it's no, just pow,
nobody got time.
Bam,
for that.
Bam, bam.
Yeah, this is way quicker. Anybody got time, get out the truck. If I do this 19 times, that'd have saved me how long I'd have been out of the truck.
That's funny.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah, I'll never forget that morning, Phil. Boom! I told y'all not to park there.
No, oh, yeah.
He got
I was parked. Yeah. I was parked.
Don't pull behind me.
100 feet behind his rig.
I told y'all not to park there.
And he just backed right into it. It said, send me a bill.
Yep.
Took off.
Send me a bill.
Rolled down his window. I told y'all not to park there. Send me a bill. Everybody gets backed into down there. It don't matter how careful you are, man. Goblin backed into me on the phone with me. He was talking to me. Boom. He said, I hit your truck.
And you said, I felt it?
He said, no, I was down there.
Oh, you,
the, I was
you
moving.
Weren't in the truck. You were just on the phone.
No, I was down there moving decoys around and crap.
I'm going to have to put rear view mirrors on those side by side.
Yeah.
You know, he run over.
Why?
Whatever. Yeah.
He won't use them.
No, he can't turn around. Look behind him. He gets to about right here as far as he can go.
Oh, because of his back.
Just in 76.
I'm talking about Godwin.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were talking about
Phil.
No, I guess he's constricted because of his clothes. Yeah, that's it right there. That's it.
He turned his phone in selfie mode.
That's it.
Look,
oh, that's funny.
He done got spoiled by that backup camera.
Yep.
Of course, I have too. I don't look behind me no more.
Backup
I just,
cameras are nice.
Oh, I don't know what took them so long to invent them things.
Mine doesn't work right.
Brittany's new rig got them 360 cameras. She still turned all the way around and looked behind her. I'm like, it's right there. Everything you need is right there. She, nope, can't do it.
Can't do it.
I wish
can't
I had it. But no, this, man, that's good times down there, man. Unbelievable.
50 years of them.
A lot of 50 good
years of them. Only about 12, 13 of them for me, but they were some fun ones. There's some miserable ones, too, but they're fun ones.
Well, you know, Phil has an infatuation with misery.
He does.
Especially if somebody new comes along. He's going to find out what kind of man they are.
Who's a man?
I slept on his couch many a night because he told me I should move the decoys in the middle of the night.
Yeah, that's just lunacy.
Yeah. I did it, though.
Oh, I did, too.
I was earning my stripes with him, I thought. And then I finally said, you know what? There's a better mousetrap. Somebody else come down here and hunt. I'm out. But you know what? You did it because you wanted a duck hunt every day. So,
Yeah, putting out decoys in the middle of the night, building duck blinds in the middle of the night.
Oh, my gosh.
The day before duck season.
I remember that. It was me, you, Phil Goblin.
Yeah, it was bad.
Down there at midnight on the lane with chainsaws and 2x4s.
Yeah.
because that was a good idea. I don't know how one of us didn't end up without a digit on that deal. We was holding headlights, cutting 2x4s with a chainsaw. Phil said, oh, if we just rip them at this angle right here, we can jab them in the mud. So we cutting with chainsaws and hitting with a sledgehammer in the middle of the night, the day before duck season. And then, what, about 2 o'clock we got done. I was like, why don't we just get in this thing and go to sleep? They're like, no, let's go back to the house. I'm like, well, there's another hour gone. We'd have been way better just sit down and go to sleep.
Sit down and wait the daylight.
Yeah.
Wake up, shoot them.
I
remember them days.
Yeah. I tell you what I did, though.
Just sheer stupidity.
I put 2 boards on the bottom. That way I didn't fall out the front of that rascal like I did that other one.
Oh, my gosh.
I had me plenty of room for that size 13 foot on this one.
That was the beginning of the less is more blind building phase.
Less is more.
Less is two. It was 2 boards, one for your butt, one for your feet.
Yeah. Budget. We's on a budget, boys.
Well, that went from, hey, you know, they put 3 blinds together and said, hey, they'll never know it's a duck blind because it's too big.
Too big. We went from extreme comfort to extreme misery.
I used to have a toilet in a duck blind.
Yeah.
And then we went to the low profile stage where Phil wanted low profile blinds, but that meant Godwin was the only one who could actually sit upright under the roof.
All the rest of them had to be hunkered over.
Yeah.
And we couldn't afford chairs, so we all sat on 5-gallon hydraulic fluid buckets.
Yeah.
Black and yellow buckets.
Black and yellow buckets.
No cushion. There were 2 chairs in the blind on each end.
That's right.
Next to the heaters. The rest of us on hydraulic fluid buckets. I'd leave air I'd leave air about Godwin's height. I could not stand up. I was just like this all morning.
Yeah. Cramp.
You know, W.E. Phillips, the wise philosopher, he has it right. He said, Phil and Jace, they have a problem with the concept of other people.
But let's take our last break. We'll be back right after this. Johnny D,
what's up?
What's in that inbox?
I got some, but first off, most important advice, always take your own car. Get out of there. Someone, we'll call her Whitney. It's not Whitney. She said to keep her name anonymous. I get why. So we just edited it because I accidentally read your name. She said she's looking for some advice. Well, she doesn't know if she's looking for advice, but she thinks she needs some advice. So her boyfriend and her... They're 32 and 30. They're ready to move on with their lives, and they are ready to get married. Normal thing to happen. However, this past summer, his brother decided to finally, she put quotations, propose to his girlfriend. So they have a wedding date next September. So they want to elope, just have a few friends there, boom, get married. But they don't want to steal the brother's thunder and get married right before he does and make it about them. But they're also ready to have kids. They're 32 and 30. They're ready to tie a knot, have some kids, start making a family.
Go to the justice of the peace, don't tell nobody, then have a ceremony 8 months later.
There you go.
Like, this ain't hard.
Yeah.
Well, they don't even want to have a ceremony, I'm reading.
They said they wanted a few friends there. Which
2.
When
I said a few, she literally put, with only like 2 friends there.
Oh, well, go down to the justice of the peace, do your thing.
Yeah, and, 2 witnesses.
And start.
Tell them you're married.
Figure out how to have kids. Start doing that.
You got to figure that one out on your own. We're not giving that advice. I don't think I get that you got family and they got big plans, but
the only way you steal the thunder is
if you announce it.
Announce it and do a ceremony. You go down to Just a Peace on a random Tuesday.
That's it.
No, I don't. But like, I don't think if you get married and say, hey, we're getting married, the only way you steal the thunder is if you like do it right next to their wedding or at their wedding.
Yeah.
You can't
go tomorrow.
You can't let someone else's celebration, which is a great thing, happy for them too, hold your life back for years.
Especially if you're in your 30s.
Yeah.
I say leave tomorrow.
Yeah.
Get in the rig, go get it done.
That's it.
That's going to air on like a Tuesday. Wednesday, y'all should go get married.
Yeah.
Let's say
December 23rd. That's your anniversary date, Whitney, not the name I said earlier that we edited out.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, the sky is blue.
Quit it. Anyway, I think we're in agreement, Si.
Yeah.
Go get married.
Hey, used to, when I did it, it was cost $25. I don't know what the fee is nowadays. Hey, so he said ID, we jumped in the car and headed south, boys.
Heck out of Massachusetts.
That's it. That's out of Massachusetts.
And they got the right idea, too. Hey, you know.
I got out of the Army and got married same day.
Thank you.
Went out from under one contract, went to another one. Hey, that's what the judge said, and that's the only reason the judge, hey, he wavered 5 days of all this junk you had to go through. He said, I got one question. I said, what's that? He said, you just got off on a 4-year contract with the military. This one's a lifetime. You sure you want to do it? I said, yeah. He said, all right, everything's wavered. All right, go see this man here, and he'll marry you.
Boom.
Oh, I'm going to do everything in my power to try to talk my daughters into doing the same thing.
What's that, eloping?
Yes, sir.
Hey, yeah.
It's way simpler. Go to a justice of the peace, pay the man whatever, $50, $100, and hey, that's all it's going to cost you.
And then spend about $5,000 and throw you a really good party.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Then, hey, if you want to throw a party, then spend $5,000.
And spend the other $10 on a trip.
Whitney, even better idea.
Yeah.
You can announce it at Christmas. Oh, by the way, everybody.
Yeah, oh, by the way.
We're married.
Yeah,
we're
send a Christmas card.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Right. We got married. And then it's all about Christmas, and your brother's not till September, or his brother. And if he gets upset about that.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's
find a new brother. Now, you can't do that. But that's on him.
Yeah.
I mean, he got issues.
Hey, strike while the iron's hot. You're 30 and 32.
Let's waste some
time.
We're getting people married.
Move on it.
Careful, though. You may have twins.
That's right. Hey, there you go.
You know where that came from.
What?
I don't know. Just happens.
No, I don't know where the other one come from.
Give me your glasses.
Yeah, thanks. You can have them.
You got one more?
I do have another. Right. We're going overtime today.
Overtime, baby.
We may have some stuff we call from the earlier.
Who knows? Well, we already had to edit out.
I am allowed to say
Corey from Maryland's name.
Corey.
What's up, Corey?
That's it.
His subject line was Black Panthers rule the earth. So I was almost like, here we go, another Black Panther one. But he's right. but that has nothing to do with that. He just wanted to grab my attention. So his girlfriend and him have been together coming up on 3 years now, and they've hit a bit of a snag.
Uh-oh.
She claims she's getting a little bored with our relationship. She still loves me, and I still love her, but our time together isn't as exciting as it used to be. First piece of advice I'm going to give you is, duh. I'm wondering if there should still be a spark in the relationship after this long, and if there is, how do we keep it? Long story short, what we do together is getting a little repetitive, and we miss the times when we first got together and we were so head over heels for each other. Any advice you could give us would be awesome.
Mark said he ain't touching it.
What?
Hey, I'll give you a heads up.
Mm-mm.
You're on your way out, Jack.
No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't think that.
Hey, read the signs. There's the writing on the wall.
No.
Okay, you're gone, dude.
I don't think that's true. And now I feel bad for saying his name.
Hey,
I don't think that's true,
Corey. Get back with me when she dumps you. Hey, I'm just being honest here, boys.
I just got to say this. If you ain't got the passcode to her phone, you need to get it.
Oh, my goodness. I'm against both of you right now.
Look,
that's normal.
Hey.
I mean, not to say it out loud.
Yeah. She's letting her feelings be known. She's setting up for the goodbye.
That's it.
I don't know. But, I mean, you're not.
But why are you bored? Did you quit putting time into the relationship? Did you give up on the effort? Did you stop dating? Do you watch Big Bang Theory every night? Like, where is that true. Where are you at with
but
that
But I
deal?
Do think like, 3 years in, you're not going to. It should be better.
Yeah.
But you're not going to have the lovey-dovey.
No, that leaves, but it's replaced with other things.
It's replaced with better things.
If it's not getting replaced, then there's an issue.
Okay, I don't think you're getting dumped yet, Corey.
Hey,
I think you can save this.
When I hear that, though, I do think she's practicing her goodbye. I'm just being honest. They want to know what we really think. That's what I think is happening.
Corey, yeah. I read this and didn't think that
that's
was happening.
And that's
so
fine.
There's a chance.
Yeah, that's fine.
But
we all
I
have
do
a difference of opinion.
You've got to step.
You better make something happen.
Here's what you do.
You record this conversation, play it in front of her, and look at her reaction.
That's right.
Wow.
Now, that's a risky strategy, but it's good work.
And then you'll know.
Dear,
hey,
Si says you're about to tomahawk me.
I hear the whistling of an axe coming down.
Now, see, as a man who we rarely agree on a lot of things, me and him is on the exact same page.
I know. It feels weird.
So that feels like the practice of goodbye.
I think, but 3 years, I think she loves you, and this is her way of saying, hey, dude, pay attention to me. Hey, dude. Step your game up.
Yeah, because odds are there's somebody trying to do that.
Whew.
I'm just, that's the only time that becomes an issue. I'm just saying.
You're not wrong.
If she's telling you she's bored, you're gone, dude.
She's giving him the nice way of saying something's got to change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give a little.
He's gone.
That could be the change.
That could be the change, boys.
But, well, either way, we gave him a wake-up call to step his game up. So, stop with the fear.
I'll be honest, though. When people send these kinds of emails, and I appreciate them. I appreciate all the emails. He knows something needs to change.
Yeah, otherwise.
It's like he's afraid to pull the trigger, and he needs us to tell him, well, change something.
Change something.
Either change girlfriends, change tactics, change something.
Hey. I will say this to you, though, dude. Hey, it's a big ocean. There's a lot of fish in it.
Yeah.
Corey, 3 years of your life, and you say you love this girl. Go fight for her, my man.
I'm not disagreeing with that.
Look, hey, that's good advice.
Great advice. Go to Six Flags or something. They got one.
But they're just boyfriend, girlfriend, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no paperwork in there.
Well, and, like, there's no reason to go to counseling or anything.
No,
marriage, if you were married, I would say go find you a counselor.
No.
And, like, find you an unbiased third party that can tell you what you're missing. Because we do...
But I mean,
we do run into ruts in relationships where you just start missing things because you're so dialed in on here. Me and Brittany have gone to marriage counseling like 3 times now, 3 different occasions, just for refreshers. Just to say we're committed. We want to make sure we're not missing anything. It's not because we're having problems, but we want to make sure that we head off any issues that we could have.
And
so
Allison have had to have conversations like you get busy, you start just getting in a routine, and then, you know, dude, bro, once kids get involved, it's a whole new game, and you start paying attention to the kids, and you got this going on, she's got that going on, and pretty soon you got to go, whoa, time out.
Yeah.
And I think that's what your girlfriend's doing.
Yeah.
Like, we're missing each other, something's got to change.
Yeah.
And for you, you ain't married, so the change could be you. Sigh, here's the whistling. So I would say this is her plea to you to step your game up, pay attention to her, and
or somebody else is going to
quit doing whatever it is that is boring her.
Yeah.
Hey, what's the deal with those Argos? What's the downside to an Argo?
Hey, maintenance.
High maintenance,
boys. Hey, you may have one of those.
We done quit preaching and got to meddling.
Oh, we done got to meddling now, boys.
Hey, perhaps he's high maintenance. That's I know, high maintenance.
You never know.
It works both ways.
Well, send us out here, Sean.
All right, I hope
we didn't ruin somebody's Christmas. Hey.
$199 All right, well, this is the verse I thought of and I've done this verse before for sure, but this is the verse I thought of when it was talking about Phil, just the life he's lived and how content he is and the life that he's got now. A lot of times I think we, John 3:16, everybody and say, hey, God loves you. You can go to heaven. But Jesus also said this, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and they may have it more abundantly. I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. Jesus wants you in heaven. That's of great importance. But if you follow him and you do what Phil Robertson did and turn your life completely around and bury that old man, he will give you life abundantly. It might look like catching catfish. It might look like making duck calls. But I guarantee you, ain't nobody on this earth as happy as Phil Robertson. And it all started with the decision to find Jesus and say, what do you want with me? And that man's got a life abundant. For some people, that looks like misery. But for him, it is an abundant and fantastic life of duck hunting, fishing, and doing what he loves. And it all came from Jesus, and now we're celebrating 50 years of this company because of it.
Well said.
Amen.
There you go.
Merry Christmas. We'll see y'all
all right, and a happy new year.
Merry Christmas.
And a happy new
year. Except for you, Corey.